think it's kedai to speak out one ha'ara. We're going to live dangerously. One ha'ara, it's a short ha'ara, and really it's based on a chakira hayadua that is very, very important in attempting to understand the sugya. And that is the sugya of Mesechtes Nazir Daf Samech Gimel and Samech Dalet Amid Beis is Tumas HaTahoy. It's a special halacha l'moshe Mi'Sinai. It was said regarding a Nazir, and it was said regarding a Nois HaPesach. One of the chedushim in the sugya of Tumas HaTahoy is that the only time we say Tumas HaTahoy is if the Nazir or the Nois HaPesach that came in contact with the Tumas HaTahoy was Tahor at that time. If, however, he was Tameh, you don't have that halach. The Makar was the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Ketzad, what's an example of Tumas HaTahayim? And usually the idea of a mashal is to explain the Nimshal in a way where it's going to be easier to understand the Nimshal. This mashal was a hard mashal. And there's a lot of chidushim inside this mashal. But when the Mishnah said, Ketzad, Tzim Beispiel, what's an example of how Tumas HaTahayim is going to play out? The Mishnah said that the only time you're going to have Tumas HaTahayim is if you were Tahor at the time. If, however, you were Tamei at the time, you're not going to have the halacha. What was the case? The case was a Nazir who went into a Ma'ara and he found out after he completed his Naziris, after he did the Tiklachas, that in the Ma'ara there was a mace that was Meshukah B'Karka HaMa'ara. Meaning he came in contact with Tumas HaTahayim. So what's the halacha? The Mishnah is like this. Yarei L'Hakir. If when he went into the mikveh, he went L'Hakir just to cool off Tahor, then he's going to be tar. Alzen ne'amar Tumas HaTahayim. L'Tar mi'Tumas Meis. If, however, he had gone to become tar from Tumas Meis, Tomei, in that case, he's going to be Tomei. What's the difference? The difference is, Shnecheskas Tomei Tomei, Vecheskas Tahor Tar, Shere Aglaim L'Dom. If a person is Becheskas Tahor, and he comes in contact with Tumas HaTahayim, then he's tar. If a person is Becheskas Tumo, and he comes in contact with Tumas HaTahayim, then he's going to be tar. And then the Mishnah ends rather cryptically, Sheraglayim Ladover. It's actually interesting that we're going to see the next Mishnayis that we're going to learn is going to mention that same phrase, Sheraglayim Ladover. So we're going to see this idea of Sheraglayim Ladover that's going to repeat itself, and it's going to repeat itself as a continuation of these words, Sheraglayim Ladover, right here in the Mishnah on Daf Samach Gimel Amud Aleph. But either way, this distinction in Tumas HaTahayim between a Tara and a Tame is Raglayim L'Dover. What does Raglayim L'Dover mean? L'shtoymi Azov Shal Toisvis, the second wide line. Kaloymer, Shetam Gadol. There's a Tam Gadol. Raglayim L'Dover means there's a very, very good reason, then there's a good explanation to understand why Tumas HaTahayim should be true only for someone that's Becheskas Tar, but it shouldn't be true for somebody that's Becheskas Tame. Reb Shimon Shkop in Shari Yoisha, and this is in Shara Chazakis, Perikhov Aleph, has an Arichus Gedoyla on our Sukya. And as it relates to this specific halacha, says Rab Shimon, Ube'emes Hadover Tamuad Ma'oid. He says, this is Tamuad Ma'oid. I'll tell you two reasons that Rab Shimon said that the Sukya is Tamuad Ma'oid. He says, number one, what's the Tam Gadol of Chazaka as it relates to the Sukya of Tumas HaTahayim? Ordinarily, and we discussed this with David after the shiur yesterday, that when do you find the idea of chazakas? Chazakas is the pshat. I have a suffix, so there's something called chazaka. So if somebody has a suffix, if he came in contact with a mace. So if he's tahar, he's becheskas tahar. If he's tameh, he's becheskas tam. The halach of Tumas HaTahayim has nothing to do with tzveikis. The halach of Tumas HaTahayim is even if you know for sure that you came in contact with a tumah. It's true even for Vaday Tuma. If someone for sure came in contact with Tumas HaTahayim, so if you're a Nazir and you're a Nois HaPesach, you can have the halacha of Tumas HaTahayim. Meaning, it's not a sugi in Tzveikis, it's a sugi in Vadois. So what's that have to do with Chazaka? Someone that's Becheskes Tomei doesn't have the halacha of Tumas HaTahayim. Why? Sheraglayim L'Dover, there's a Svarah G'dol. What's the Svarah Chazaka? Rebbein Yishlom, what's Chazaka have to do with anything? If there would be a Suffolk, and the halacha of Tumas HaTahayim, let's say it would be like Tumat Tzafa. Tumat Tzafa is a sugi in Safik Tuma. Okay? So then there's Machim to say Chazakas, right? For the Amid Aleph of today's daf, I can hear where Chazakas are going to play a role. But Amid Beis is dealing with Tumas HaTomeh, has nothing to do with Tzfakas, right? That's clear. Tumas HaTomeh has nothing to do with Safik, right? We have to know that. A Nazir for sure who came in contact with Tumas HaTomeh, if he found that after the Teglachas, the Alach Lemoish Misinai reads and states, Oisius Gedoilis, he's not Lemafreya going to have to be Soisiris Naziris. Okay, it has nothing to do with Tzfakas. It has nothing to do with Tzfakas. Vas pas chazakas. Cheskas tar, tar, cheskas tome, tome, as if there would be a Safik. Why are we turning this into Safik? What if you know for sure? You still have this halacha, this distinction between Torah and Tome. It has nothing to do with... So, a chazak in a sugi of Adar? It's tamua ma'ayit, said Reb Shimon. He says, but besides, it's even more tamua. Why? Because what's the halacha of Tumas HaTohayim? What's the source of it? It's halacha l'moish m'isinai, gemara gemiri la. If it's Allah l'moish m'isinai, b'chlal vas pas svaris. Svaris? Raglayim l'dover, Taisva says. What does it mean, raglayim l'dover? Tam gadol. Tam gadol? As if there were reasons, Allah l'moish m'isinai. Right, the aleph base of Allah l'moish m'isinai is that you can't say any svaris. So if you can't say any svaris, what? The what's going on over here? What's Pashup Shat? V'oitcha, tam vas svaro. Gam kein k'inyan halacha b'litam. Pashut, where do you find that svaris could be mefarish halacha l'moshe m'sinai for inyan hazeh mafli ma'oyit, says Rav Shimon. It's a pella, right? Two very, very clear questions. Let's go backwards. Number one, how could there be a svara that's going to be magdar halacha l'moshe m'sinai? And number two, what is the svara? The svara is that someone that's becheskas tami that comes in contact with tumas atahim is not going to have the halacha of tumas atahim. If it's a shayla of sofik tumah, I understand. Where chazakas are going to play a role. But it's not a shayla of sofik tumah. If it's not a shayla of sofik tumah, so where do chazakas get involved? So Rav Shimon says that I think this sugya is a raya gedoyla to a chakira. He says that I once had Rav Shimon, again, this is, I'm really paraphrasing because it's Simon Chof and it's Perchaf Aleph as well. And he says that he once told us over to a Chacham Echad, kasher hitzati dvarai lefnei Chacham Echad. When I said this over to a Chacham Echad, Omar li sheshoma me'agoyin Reb Chaim of Bezin the Brisk, zeichitzadik lebrocha shegam hu hichlik kidvareinu. That he said the same exact chiddush that I wanted to say. And that means is this Yisoy that we're about to say from Reb Shimon is Yodua. It's brought down in Reb Chaim in stencils between Reb Chaim. Reb Shimon brings that he heard that he was mechavin to Reb Chaim. Mamish Gaval. And that is, we know the halach is that if someone is toivel v'sheretz b'yada, if somebody goes to the mikvah and he has a sheretz b'yada, he's tomei and he's being toivel v'sheretz b'yada. So the halach is also letfil. Reb Chaim cleared, what's the gedder of toivel v'sheretz b'yada that it's also letfil? Is the pshat that be'etzim the tfil was metire the person? Someone goes to the mikvah, he's tar. Narvas, being that there's a sheretz biyadai, so he becomes tummy again, machmas the sheretz. Oyei Shloime, Reb Chaim said, that if somebody is toivel the sheretz biyadai, lay also a tefillah, because there's a din, that the only time a mikvah is matar, and the only time that tefillah can make somebody tar, is if he's going to emerge tar. If, however, when this person is going to emerge from the mikvah, he's going to be Tomei because it was Sheretz V'yadai, saying the mikvah was never Matayrim in the first place. So Tomei was Sheretz V'yadai is the pshat that the tefillah was Matayr. The reason he's Tomei is because the Maisi is touching the Sheretz. So it's true, he became Tahar from whatever Tomei he had. Abba L'maisa Sheretz V'yadai. Or do we say that a Tomei was Sheretz V'yadai also a tefillah, that being that he has a Sheretz V'yadai, and when he went into the mikvah and emerged from the mikvah, he was Tomei, so Memela, the tefillah was like also, and it's as if he never went to the mikvah either. What would be the Nafkamina? So the obvious Nafkamina would be, what happens if somebody was Tomei Tumas Meis? He has Tumas Shiva, and he went to the mikvah and he was Sheretz V'yadai. If you're going to tell me that Avada the tefillah works, no, vas you Tomei because you're holding on to a sheretz, you'll be tar from the tumah chamur of tumas meis. And although you're going to be tummy, you're only going to be tummy tumas sheretz. But if tayvul v'sheretz biyadei makes it that it's like also a tefillah klal, it's kilu you never went into the mikvah. So it's if it's as if you never went into the mikvah, so it's going to come out when you're going to emerge. It's going, you're still going to be tummy tumas meis. L'maisa, what Reb Chaim's hachra was, is a little bit complicated, and really it depends if the two tumas were on the same tumah. One was a tumah chamur, one was a tumah kala. But one thing Reb Chaim for sure said was that if the two tumas are on the same level, meaning somebody was tummy tumas sheretz and he went to the mikvah v'sheretz biyadei, the simple case. So in that case, for sure Reb Chaim said it's like also a tefillah. That was Reb Chaim's vart. that there is an idea that if someone's type of a sheretz biyadai, not your tame, because even though the mikvah was matire you, but right now you have a sheretz biyadai. But the fact that a sheretz biyadai makes it, that it was like also a tefila, and as a result, your tame, because of the original tumah that you had. So said Rav Shimon, a nifla de gazach. Shimon said, mamish meridik. There's a halacha that a nazir that comes in contact with Tumas HaTahayim, the Tumas HaTahayim doesn't make him Tame. But that halacha, that Tumas HaTahayim doesn't make a Nazir Tame, said Rav Shimon, was only said with regards to the din, that if you're Tahar, and you come in contact right now with Tumas HaTahayim, the Tumas HaTahayim is not going to be Metame you. Thus is the halacha L'moishim Yisinaif in Tumas HaTahayim, v'shteit by Nazir. But what if somebody's Tame Tumas Meis? And he goes into a mikveh where there's tumas atahoy. Where Reb Chaim said that being that you're a toivel v'sheretz biyadai, right? Because that's really what he is. He's being toivel from tumas meis, and it's sheretz biyadai. There's a meis inside the mikveh. That the halach is that it's also la tefila. Yena also la tefila would be true even if the tumah that was inside the mikveh was tumas atahoy. Because for that, you don't have the halacha l'moishim Sinai that says that a nazir that comes in contact with Tumas HaTahayim, he didn't become Tameh. The halacha of Tumas HaTahayim, said Reb Shimon, is where the nazir was Tahar, and the shayla is, did the Tumas HaTahayim make the nazir Tameh? For that, you have the Chiddush HaTorah, of Tumas HaTahayim. However, if the person was Saivi Tameh, the shayla is not, did he become Tameh or not? He was Tameh. He went into a mikveh that had Tumas HaTahayim. And the shayla is, could the mikveh be metayer him? What would be the tzad that the mikveh can't be metayer him? The tzad would be because there's a sheretz biyadai. Where's the sheretz biyadai? There's a mace inside the mikveh. What kind of mace? It's meshukah bekarka, meaning it's Tumas HaTahayim. If that's the shayla now of Tumas HaTahayim, that Tumas HaTahayim is a tumah even klapi the nazir. I thought there's no such thing as Tumas HaTahayim by the Nazir. It's not pshat, there's no such bria of Tumas HaTahayim by the Nazir. Of course there is. The Nazir comes to contact with Tumas HaTahayim, he's Tameh. It's not the pshat, there's no cheftz of Tumah. The word is, the halach l'moishmi Sinai of Tumas HaTahayim was stated as it relates to the din, that Tumah is ordinarily soysed in Aziris. If the Tumah is Tumas HaTahayim, that doesn't have the ability to be soysed in Aziris. But over here, you don't need the Tumas HaTahayim to be soysed in Aziris. All you're doing is you're making the Tumas HaTahayim to create that there was Tumah in the mikveh, so that the Nazir that went into the mikveh was Tumah v'sheretz biyadai. For that, Tumas HaTahayim can make a sheretz biyadai. And you Tumah Tumas Meis, not else the fact that you came in contact with the Tumas HaTahayim, because al zeh nemar, the regular halacha, that there's no way you could do it. But the reason you're going to walk out Tamei Tumas Meis is because it was loyal for a tefillah, like Reb Chaim said, that when someone's type of a sheretz biyadai, he has the original tefillah. Nifladik. Meaning, if the gather of every type of a sheretz biyadai is that the tefillah is metayer you, no, you became Tamei because you just came in contact with the Meis, so there's no mocking to say the shtickle tayer. Because at the end of the day, why is this person walking out Tamei Tumas Meis? Because of Tumas HaTahayim. There's no din of Tumas HaTahayim, that's Sois of the Naziris. So as a result, why would he be Tamei? But once we Neman Reb Chayim, that Reb Shimon said he was Mechavim too, that when someone's type of a sheretz biyadai, where it's the same level of Tumah, right? These are both Tumas Meis, where it's the same level of Tumah. For sure, you have the halacha that type of a sheretz biyadai says that it was loy also la tefila klal. So when this Tamei Tumas Meis went to the mikveh and he emerged Tamei, why is he Tamei? He's not Tamei because of he came in contact with Tumas HaTahayim. He's Tamei because he still has the original Tumas Meis. It was loy also la tefila. Also, it was loy also la tefila. Who said that if a nazir goes into a mikveh for sheretz biyadai, if Tumas HaTahayim, that you shouldn't have the din of also la tefila? What? Because it's Allah l'moishim Sinai of Tumas HaTahayim. The Allah l'moishim Sinai of Tumas HaTahayim is that a nazir tar that comes in contact with Tumas HaTahayim, the Tumas HaTahayim is not soyser as naziris. That's not what happened here. What happened here is a nazir tamei came in contact in a mikveh with Tumas HaTahayim, and the Tumas HaTahayim is just making it that the mikveh shouldn't have the ability to be matar this nazir. It would be a lecha l'havi araya that the Tumas HaTahayim can't do that. Vushtei that it could do that. Where do you see that there's a halach of Tumas HaTahayim as it relates to making this mikveh not a mikveh v'sheretz biyada? because there's no parsha of Tumas HaTayim by Nazir. There's no parsha of Tumas HaTayim by Nazir with regards to a Nazir Torah comes in contact with Tumas HaTayim. That it should be Soisiris and Ziris, but that's not what's happening over here. We just need the Tumas HaTayim to make the mikveh a mikveh that's Sheretz B'yadai. For that, you have it. Says Reb Shimon, that's the Raglayim Ladover. That's the Svar G'dayl that Tosis was referring to. What Tosis was saying is that there's a Svar G'dayl over here to say that as it relates to this, the Halacha L'Moshe Mi'Sinai is the Halacha L'Moshe Mi'Sinai. Whatever it says, it says. There's no Svaris in teaching up Halachas L'Moshe Mi'Sinai. That's not what's going on over here. But there's a Svar G'dayl to say that the Halacha L'Moshe Mi'Sinai doesn't pass. And that Halach L'Moshe Mi'Sinai doesn't apply as it relates to a Nazir that's Tomei Tumas Meis that's going into the mikveh. Because of the reason that Rav Shimon said. Now what does it have to do with the... Had Rav Shimon answered the first kasha? First kasha Rav Shimon had was that Vos Pas Chazokis as it relates to Tumas Atahoy isn't Tumas Atahoy Mahalach of Vadai. It's not only Halacha of Safik. Rav Shimon says that maybe what the Mishnah means when it says Cheskasi Tame is because this person went into the mikvah. You know for sure he became Tame, but it's possible that he became Tahar before he became Tame. You don't know for sure that he was mild on the mace in the mikvah before he went into a part of the mikvah that maybe had the ability to be Matar. Meaning you know for sure he walked out Tame. That's not a Shaila. But it could be he became Tahar a moment earlier. If he became Tahar a moment earlier, so then he has the tefillah on the original Tumas Meis, and even though he came in contact with the Tumas Meis later, but for that you would have the regular halach of Tumas HaTahoy. So, being, however, that he's Becheskes Tameh, so we're going to assume then, based on the Chazaka, that he probably came in contact right away, as a result of his also the tefillah, and that's why he's going to be Tameh, as the original Tumas Meis. Ayin Shom Reb Shimon, if you want to see it more be'arichos. But the bottom line is, Reb Shimon said that once you understand Reb Chaim's Yisoid, this big Vark, that's the Sugya. What the chilik between a Tahar and a Tameh Tumas Meis, as it relates to Tumas HaTahayim, is not that Tumas HaTahayim is soysed in the Naziris of a Nazir Tahar, but it can't be soysed in the Naziris of a Nazir Tahar, but it could be soysed in the Naziris of a Nazir Tameh. There's no Raglayim L'Dava for that, and if there's a Halach L'Moshe Mi'Sinai that says that Tumas HaTahayim can't be soysed in the Naziris, then there's no Svar in the world that you can come up with that would say otherwise, because Svaris don't talk to Halach L'Moshe Mi'Sinai. And as a result, there would be no such Svar. The Svar that the Mishnah is referring to, and the reason a Nazir Tameh that comes in contact with Tumas HaTahayim is going to emerge Tameh is not because of the new Tumah that befell him when he came in contact with the Tumas HaTahayim. It's because of the original Tumah. Ordinarily, a Tameh Mace that goes to the mikveh would be Tahar. But being that there was a Tumas Mace inside the mikveh, and he was mild on this mace while he was being toivel, so it turns out he was never toivel. Now there would have been a havamina that maybe being that tumah was tumas hatayim and there's no halach of tumas hatayim by a nazir, so maybe it should not be as if he was toivel v'sheretz biyadai. Kamash malon that it is as if he was toivel v'sheretz biyadai. Why? And that's based on the svar gedayla. That's based on that svar gedayla, the svar gedayla of Reb Shimon, which is the Svar Gedayla of Reb Chaim, and that's when a person's type of a Sheretz B'yadai, he never had Taira. So it comes out, your Tumah is Takanat Machmas Tumas HaTahayim. All we're using the Tumas HaTahayim is to say that you were a type of a Sheretz B'yadai. And there's no Halach L'Moshe Mi'Sinai that says that Tumas HaTahayim can't do that. The Halach L'Moshe Mi'Sinai says that if the Cheftz of the Tumah is Tumas HaTahayim, it can't be Soysed in Aziris. The Cheftz of the Tumah is the original Tumas Meis, which was not Tumas HaTahayim. You're just borrowing the Tumas HaTahayim to make the Tefillah a Tefillah B'Sheretz B'Yadai. And for that, you don't have a Halacha L'Moshe Mi'Sinai that says to the contrary. That's the Svar Gedoyla, that's the Raglaim Ladover that Agamara was referring to. Incidentally, Reb Shimon in that shtickel, so he says, what's the Hesber in this Lomdis, this Reb Chaim, this big Vart, that if someone's Taibel V'Sheretz B'Yadai, it's not the Pshat that he becomes Tahar, but then he automatically becomes Tameh. When someone's Taibel V'Sheretz B'Yadai, he has no Tire. Someone's Taibel V'Sheretz B'Yadai, the Tefillah does not have the ability to be Matayr. Why not? Why not? I think if you ask the man on the street, he would say, it's probably the first side, right? If someone's type of Sheretz B'yadai, the Tefillah is a Tefillah, but it's Sheretz B'yadai. Reb Chaim, Reb Shimon, from this sugya of Tumas HaTahayim, they said not that way. When When someone's type of Lashayas Piyadeh, it's an it kind of Tefillah B'chatz. Reb Shimon is Masber, Kedarka B'Kodesh. And Reb Shimon says that what's the lumdus? The lumdus is that a mikvah, skoyach, to be metar, is not by virtue of it removing tumah. Mikvah doesn't take away tumah. What mikvah does is it creates taira. That's Reb Shimon's lumdus. A mikvah doesn't remove tumah. A mikvah creates taira. The yisoid of mikvah is someone's tameh and he goes into the mikvah. When a person is tameh and he goes into the mikvah, so it's not the pshat, the mikvah took away his tumah. The lumdus of it is that the person was tameh, but the taira just threw a taira upon this tameh, and that taira, it suffocates, it overwhelms. It knocks out the tumah that he had, and as a result, he's tahar. So the gedder of the person toiveling becoming tahar is not, yeah, tumah, the tumah was taken away, oh, now we can reinstate your status quo, and as a result, now you're going to be tahar again. That's not what's happening. But rather, what's happening is that a person that is toivel, the Torah gives him tahar. So said Rav Shimon, that if the gedder of a mikvah would be that it removes tumah, so then you could say that a toivel v'sharetz b'yadai, the mikvah removes the tumah. Now it's sharetz b'yadai, it became tummy all over again. But if the aside of a mikvah is that a mikvah has to shaf taira, how's it possible if the person has a sharetz b'yadai and he's anyways going to be tummy that this person should attain taira? It's not possible. The mikvah's koyach is to be matar. This person is not capable of being tar because he's holding on to a sharetz. So the mikvah doesn't do anything. If what the mikvah would do is it would clean up the mess, okay, so the mikvah cleaned up a mess, now you made another mess. But if the assignment of the mikvah is it gives you a chalois shem tahar, you can't be tahar because you're holding on to a sheretz. So there's no mocking for the tahir. Right? Just like if someone is tahar and he touches a sheretz, he's not tahar anymore. So if someone is holding on to a sheretz, how could he become tahar in the first place? Well, we're getting into heavy lumdus here. But Akhapat is where Reb Shimon said. Reb Shimon said that the yisoid of a mikveh is not that the mikveh removes the tumah. The yisoid of the mikveh is that it gives you a positive chaloy shem tar. So if it removed the tumah, okay, remove tumah A, and now I'd rather have tumah B. But if the vard is it needs to make me into a tahar, then just like someone that's tar that becomes tumah is not tar anymore. So almost Peteris Kalvachimer, if I'm tumah already, then how's it shayach now that I'm going to be tar? So the mikvah can't be matar of someone that's holding on to a sheretz biyadeh. If it can't be matar of someone that's holding on to a sheretz biyadeh, then what's going to emerge is, what's going to come out is, you're going to end up having nothing. The Chavatzel HaSashar, and I saw in Parshas Chukas, he has a little bit of an arichos on Reb Chaim's raid, and I saw his shtel su, a beautiful tzushtel, the Rambam in his Pirush HaMishnayis and Masechtas Para, where the Rambam says, V'zel HaShoyneh. Vihine, ein hevdol bein isha loy nitma la'olam b'meis, u bein ish asha nitma kol yomav, v'acha kach tova v'hiza olav gimel v'zayin. There's no difference, says the Rambam, between a person that was never tameh, or a person that was tameh, asha nitma kol yomav. His whole life he was tameh. But then he was tova v'hiza olav gimel v'zayin. Elo, says the Rambam. Shezeh asha huza olav, the person that was tameh tumas meis, and he got ta'ira, yoyser gadol ha'madrega b'ta'ira. His madrigas netahira is bigger. Lefisha haposik kvar shafat olav shahutar. Kiyodua. Because the posik paskin on this person, that he's a tar. So says the Rambam, you have two people. One person never became tummy in his life. The other person was tummy his whole life. And then afterwards, after many, many years, he decided he's going to be tar. They're both tar. Says the Rambam, you know whose madrega satayra is more? It's the person that was tummy that became tahar. Why? Because the pasik paskin that is tahar. So the Chavatzel Sasharin said that lefi this raid for Reb Chaim, the hezmer for Reb Shimon, it's mamish beautiful. What's the var? If what the tahayra does is it removes the tumma, so why is his madrega yoyser? I asked the pasuk, you say, because the tahayra said that he's tahar. But lefi Reb Shimon's lumdus, that the mikvah gives you a chaloy shen taira, If the mikveh gives you a chaloy shem taira, then already it's on a whole different level. We once mentioned the tshuva for Rav Yosef Engel in his Shailos HaTshuvas Ben Pyrus. He was discussing that the kohen that was oisik in the parah aduma, they used to be metamehim, and then they would send him to the mikveh because they dafka wanted him to be a tfolyoy. L'hoitzim libin shal tzedoykim, because the tzedoykim, they held that a tfolyoy can't be involved in the parah aduma. So l'hoitzim libin, we dafka wanted that the kohen asayir for parah, he should be a tfolyoy. And Rav Yosef Engel has a beautiful tshuva. It's a chelik base, simon base, where he's matmiya. He says it's mamish. It's a dover tamua. You go out of your way to make the kohen asayir for parah into a tfolyoy. L'hoitzim libin, but still, it's a b'di'evit. Malu asu b'parah. So why is this something that we would go ahead and do? So he shtelsu the lashon of the Rambam, and he says that you see from the Rambam this inyan that there's a maila of a person who was tamei that became tar. We wanted the kohen asayir v'saparah to be somebody that the Torah was shafat all of shahutar. So they dafku in metamehim, so that now he could be tar. Now the question was, why a tfolyoy? Why not let him be a tahir gomer? So for that he said, but he says the ikur reason of why they went and they were metame the kohen asayir v'saparah wasn't lahitzim libin shal tzedakim. The ikur reason is because we wanted someone that the Rambam says is on that highest madrega of tahir. That someone that was tamei that became tar, shapasik shafat of Shahutar. In order for a person to attain that, so you need to be Matamim first. So that's why they were Matamim. Go to the mikveh. Now you're not just going to be Tar. You're going to be Tar Shahatar Shafat of Shahutar. Now the truth is, he's still a Tfolyai. Wait till Harav Shemesh. And we're not waiting to Harav Shemesh. And then at the end, Rabbi Yosef Engel said that it could be, it's not just the last line of a beautiful tshuva. So he says, Lafizeh, it could be, this is the pshat, and what Chazal said, that B'mokom, Shabal tshuva oimed ain't tzaddik gomer yachol lamed. What's the pshat? Why is the bal tshuva yoiser? So he says, because we find throughout Tanakh and in Chazal that we compare tshuva to taira. When a person does aveiros, he becomes tamei. And then when he does tshuva, he gets taira. Mikveh Yisrael Hashem. Ma mikveh b'taira zatmeim. Afa kodesh baruch b'taira says Yisrael. Right? So you find this inyan of taira. So he says, if mikveh Yisrael Hashem, just like the mikveh, it doesn't just remove a person's tumah, but it gives him a tahira that he wouldn't have otherwise had. So much so that the Rambam says that someone that was tummy that becomes tar, in Hilchis Tahira, he's in a higher madrega of tahira than somebody that was never tummy before. If that's the case, the same is true when it comes to Ruchnias Tiga Tahira, when it comes to mitzvahs and Averis. Somebody that did Averis and was zoicha to the Zarakti Aleichem Mayim Tahirim, he was zoicha to the Mikveh Yisrael Hashem, his level of Tahira is going to be on a higher level of Tahira. If the Mikveh has the ability to remove the Averis, so what's the Havamina that the Baal Tshuva should be on the higher Madrega than the Tzadu Gomer? Has no Havana. He never did the Averis in the first place. You did it and it was taken away. Okay, his is pristine. His is brand new. Yours was dirtied already, it was soiled, so why should you be better? The Teretz is because the way the mikveh works is it creates a new chetz of taira. Like Reb Shimon said to be mazbe the lomdes here in Tumas Atahoy, Reb Chaim's Chakira. If that's the case when it comes to yene taira, mikveh Yisrael, Hashem, mikveh metaira satmei, mafik kodesh baruch, metaira says Yisrael. When a person does tshuva, he gets a new taira. A taira that the Rambam says in Pirush Mishnayos is b'madrega yoyse gevaya. So madrega yoyse gevaya, that's at least an insight into how it's possible that b'mokim shabal tshuva oimid, ain't sad the gomer yachol amid.